I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump faced a wave of condemnation Tuesday, the day after he sided with Russian President Vladimir Putin's denial that Moscow meddled in the 2016 presidential election, rather than with the U.S. intelligence community's conclusion that Russia had interfered. American University International Relations Professor Keith Darden says President Trump should have had another explanation for what happened during the 2016 election, instead of casting doubt about the findings of U.S. intelligence agencies.
He couldn't say this didn't happen and I trust Putin rather than the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, my entire intelligence community. That was not an acceptable response for an American president.
A wide array of Republican and Democratic lawmakers condemned Trump's stance, calling it embarrassing, a disgrace, and shameful. VOA's Philip Alexio reports an Islamic State suicide bomber has killed 20 people in northern Afghanistan, including a Taliban commander.
The provincial chief police of northern Saripol province said the attack took place as village elders met with Taliban officials in the area. In northern Afghanistan, Taliban and the Islamic State group have recently been waging bitter battles. As many as 100 insurgents from both the Taliban and Islamic State have perished in recent fighting. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
India's government has ordered inspections of all centers run by Mother Teresa's charity following the arrest of a nun and a worker at one of its shelters for unwed mothers for allegedly selling a baby. The arrest early this month followed a complaint by an Indian couple that they paid almost $1,800 to Anima Indwar, who worked at the shelter run by the Missionaries of Charity in Ranchi. Police say they are investigating three other complaints. This is VOA News. The European Union and Japan signed a sweeping new free trade deal that creates the world's largest open economic zone, covering a third of the global economy. The European Commission's Jean-Claude Juncker says the agreement with Japan to eliminate nearly all tariffs liberalizes trade and improves market access.
There is no protection in protectionism, and there is no unity where there is unilateralism. I can assure you that neither side is a naive free trader. We have taken our time to make sure that any agreement is fair and benefits all sides.
The accord was signed Tuesday in Tokyo by Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, European Council President Donald Tusk, and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker. The official pro-Brexit campaign group has been fined and referred to the police by a United Kingdom watchdog for breaching spending rules. Reuters' Sarah Charlton has more.
A watchdog said Tuesday the Vote Leave campaign overspent by $660,000. In the UK, political campaigns have a legal spending limit of up to £7 million or $9 million to ensure fairness and transparency. But the investigation found that Vote Leave gave over $800,000 to BeLeave, another Brexit campaign group that focused on young voters. They were working together but didn't declare it.
That was Reuters' Sarah Charlton. Former U.S. President Barack Obama on Tuesday was making his highest profile speech since leaving office, urging people around the world to respect human rights and other values under threat in an address marking the 100th anniversary of anti-apartheid leader Nelson Mandela's birth.
The free press is under attack. Censorship and state control of media is on the rise. Social media, once seen as a mechanism to promote knowledge and understanding and solidarity, has proved to be just as effective promoting hatred and paranoia and propaganda and conspiracy theories.
Obama opened his speech by saying today's times are strange and uncertain. Amazon is hoping customers don't see any more dogs. AP correspondent Shirley Smith explains.
Shoppers clicking onto many Amazon Prime Day links got only images of dogs with the words, "Uh-oh, something went wrong on our end." Then people took to social media to complain that they couldn't order their items. In an email to the Associated Press, Amazon said many are shopping successfully and that in the first hour of the 36-hour Prime Day in the U.S., customers ordered more items than in the same time.
I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.